President, please allow me to echo the delegations that took the floor before me on this subject. Could I please request that you consider this issue seriously? Because I don't think it would be helpful from a procedural point of view from trying to force a decision and then obtain a negative result. I think that this would undermine the progress that we've made under your presidency. Usual practice in the conference on disarmament is something that you circulated in your proposal, and that is to give delegations the time to consult their capitals so that they know what line of action they should take. I would also call for the latest remarks from the US ambassador be taken into consideration, because that completely changes the situation. I think this will help us. And I also believe that what one delegation said at one point would be helpful as well, and that's to have informal consultations. I'm not exactly clear on exactly what we're going to try and adopt. The presidential statement is now decoupled, so I'm not exactly sure how we're going to proceed. Are we going to have two different adoptions? So, President, please, can you clarify us? It would be helpful for us to be able to inform our capitals of exactly how we're going to proceed. We're happy to resume this issue either tomorrow or Friday, but I think that we could have a meeting like this one, still under your presidency, but in an informal setting, so that we can have direct interaction and not just read statements. I think that we should have a timeline and know exactly what we're going to try and adopt in each of the meetings. I think there should be two different meetings. This is our position. Obviously, we're in your hands and we're ready to support your work in every way possible. Thank you, President.